104.5 Triple M, Marto and Margo.
Don't worry. We had a day off yesterday. I still read the paper, and what I read was your husband linking himself, I think, to the Titans, like to the, you know how they're going, Justin Holbrook, their coach down at the Gold Coast Titans, needs some help, maybe needs another mentor on board. Corey's put his hand up. Has he spoken to you about this?
Would I look good in light blue, Marto? What do you reckon? A little bit of a change from
the great Broncos captains, the second most games in the history of the Broncos, and he's happy to go down the Gold Coast.
I didn't actually read the article. From what I can gather, though,
have you spoke? Has he?
You
spoken
know, I just you know highlight read. From what I can gather, he was saying he loves the Broncos and he will always be a Bronco. If there was an opportunity at the Broncos, he would be the first person to put his hand up and be there.
However, so he's like, tell us.
There's no opportunity there, and he wants to dip his toe into coaching. And so, if there's an opportunity to go to another club, if the Broncos don't want to capitalise his experience and what he has to offer, then maybe he has to go somewhere else to do it.
He's available. Let him talk for himself.
Oh, here he is. Got him on.
Corey Parker.
Hey, morning, guys. How are you going?
What? This is unbelievable.
Well, I mean, as you just sort of touched on, and Margo sort of summed it up quite well, I mean, coaching's an itch that you've got to keep scratching, and it's just within the sort of blood, and I enjoy, sort of making young men better individuals as players and human beings, and if there's an opportunity at the Titans, I'd certainly consider it. That's all I said. I mean, and that's not to say the door's shut at the Broncos, but at this stage, it's not open. So,
where are you right now?
I'm literally in the car park at school, dropping 5 kids off.
About to?
And then I'm off to coach the school rugby league team.
That's right.
The under-12 school rugby league team.
Cozza, you're working for Fox Sports. I once had a conversation because a lot of people said, oh, God, you're brilliant in the NBA, brilliant analyst and all the rest of it. You should be coaching. Why aren't you coaching? Sterlo once said to me, all right, this is Sterlo. He said, no way in the world, don't ever get out of that commentary box until somebody forces you out, because you can coach every team in the whole competition every weekend without going to training on a Tuesday.
Yes. No, that's right. You're spot on.
Enjoy
yourself,
mate.
He's a wise man, Sterlo. But, yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things. I've been able to do it since retiring for a long period of time, and it's just the satisfaction that I get to be able to see young men fulfill their potential. If I'm able to help in that area, well, why not?
It would be a challenge, though, because you understand, obviously, the Titans are in all sorts and they need someone to come in and take over. How much would you be able to do going in as a consultant or an assistant role? Because they've got their head coach, Justin Holbrook, there, who's staying. So you're only coming in as a bit of a side piece. How much, you know, impact can you make?
Well, let's just be clear. You know, those conversations would need to be had, and in regards to what and how it all look like would certainly need to be had. So, it all depends what they need. Obviously, they're languishing at the lower end of the table. And look, if you just look at, you know, you've got to stay in your own lane as well. I mean, for me, I'd be sort of more focused on those forwards and what they're able to do. But, just to be clear, there's been nothing formal come of it.
No, you've just said it. If there's an opportunity, I'd put it up. Marto, do you want to run your theory by Corey about teams on the Gold Coast?
Oh, because they just don't work. Sport and the Gold Coast, mate. Take whether their basketball team, their soccer team, both of them have now disappeared. It's been the Giants. The Giants, the Seagulls.
Chargers.
Their rugby league team's all over the shop. The Suns.
Haven't made the finals ever.
They're so transient. The Gold Coast are a transient bunch of people who don't have deep roots, and the football stadium's in the wrong place. There's too much, mate. You'll kill yourself. You'll do yourself in if you go down there coaching.
Look, I take on board what you're saying, and do I agree with everything? No, I don't. But
of course not.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Why do you think the Titans haven't worked or been so successful down that end?
If I'm being candid and honest from where I sit and my appraisal on the Titans, yeah, they got some youth in some certain positions. But to be honest, I just think there's a real sort of soft underlying belly within the Titans organisation in regards to their playing ability. Now, they might feel as my opinion on that completely wrong, but that's just where I see it. I don't think they've got enough hardened, battled individuals in their side when the times get real tough that they get going. There's no doubt that they got some great talent within their group.
But the Gold Coast encourages cruising in life and on the football field, I reckon.
It's a lifestyle place, you know, like it's all about the beach and it's pretty cash.
That can all be changed with the right people involved.
All right, Cos up, mate. Go prove yourself on the field with those under 12s now, mate, and then we'll see where we land with the Titans. Good on you, brother.
That's a bigger challenge, trust me.
Good on you, mate. Corey Parker there, Triple M.